Hello?
Hey, Tiffany, I'm so sorry about that.
Okay. Yes, I can. So yeah, I was just asking, what was the next steps? I know she stated inspectors will come out, and so they will inspect, take pictures and things like that. So my question, I mean, I know she said it was standard, but I just wanted to know what was the, just the process after all of it.
Absolutely. So once we get our agreement and in place, essentially what we do is we call it an inspection, just because people know really what it is we have a guy to take pictures of the property. What this does, it kind of gives us a good idea as a team to start evaluating like what we want to do precisely with the property, because there's several avenues that we take. So a lot of times what we do is we get those pictures and then we reach out to our contractor and we start kind of planning the next steps, start working with our lending partners, start setting things up on our end so that when we close on the deal and you guys get your money in hand, we're ready right away to start doing any renovations, any repairs, anything that we're looking to do to the property. Sometimes we get those pictures back, and we know that we have a partner that we've worked with in the past who liked that deal even more than we would. And so, what we'll do with that also is present it to our partner and say, "Hey, we know that you really like houses like this. We know that you do really good with this type of floor plan. Are you interested in this house before we're the ones who grab it up?" And basically, once we have that in place and we kind of know from the photos what we want to do next, we start on the title. We work with with attorneys at a title company. We order the title with them. We send them the agreement that we have in place so that the attorneys can see it and know that it's a valid agreement. And then usually they'll probably reach out to you as well, especially there. We have a mortgage on this one. Is that correct, Tiffany?
Yes.
Okay, so the title company will reach out to you and basically just say, "Hey, we need your permission to get the payoff of the mortgage so that we can pay it off at closing, and maybe any other information that they need from you."
Okay. And so how does Ben and Gabriel sign the contract for that, that the contract that he did sign, how with the, as far as that payment, you, as you were stating about reaching out to the title company and things like that, so how does that go with the payout? Is will that decrease? Will that, like, once you all came out and inspect, and like, I just want to get more understanding of that
Right.
part.
We work really, really hard just to make sure that the price that we give you is the price that we can do. So unless something like the ceiling is falling in or there's major foundational issues and the floor is sinking, there should be no changes to that price. Very rarely does that happen, but again, it's usually because there was some information left out that from the sellers that we weren't able to uncover before making that offer. Then, of course, when we close, whatever's owed on the mortgage will also come out of that purchase agreement price.
Okay.
Occasionally, this may happen too, where we go into an agreement, we get the title, and let's say 5 years ago, you or Gabriel were in the hospital and you weren't able to pay those bills. Sometimes the hospital puts those bills against your assets. That could be your house, could be your car, whatever it is. So it has happened before where we've seen what's called a lien against the house. And that's usually, like I said, an unpaid hospital bill, unpaid ambulance ride. It could be, we've had it before where somebody was in the courts and they were tried for something and those fees were put onto the house. So if there's anything against the title, like the mortgage or a lien that you're unaware of, that would also have to come out of the purchase agreement price.
Okay. Okay. All right. Like you said, the inspectors come out and you all discuss what, you all discuss, will a new contract have been signed, or it just depends on what all the findings you all find and then go from there? Is that how that part will go too?
So hopefully we do the inspection and there's no changes needed. The agreement that we have in place will take us through to the end. The only thing is, we've taken some time because I know you guys are trying to find the next place to move. So what I do foresee happening is that we would need an extension on this one, just because, again, we've kind of slowed down the process since you guys are working on your leases and things as well. Mm-hmm. If for any reason there does need to be, a talk about the pricing changing, then what we would do is we would have to have you sign an addendum to an agreed upon price. And of course, at that time, it's your discretion. You can choose to decline and we can, take the step from there, or, you can choose to proceed further and accept whatever terms or accept a new price. Yeah, it's up to you guys as the seller. We're just always here to try to help provide our feedback and let you know what we think the best solution is. But again, we're here to service you.
Okay. If we decided not to go forward with the inspection part, how would that part go then that the contract was signed?
If you refuse inspection, then, there's just really, we can't move forward without it.
Mm-hmm. But being that the contract has been signed and we not say refuse, but we just don't want to go forward with the contract, what will happen with that part?
It sounds like that you're considering not going forward with the agreement that we have. Is that correct?
No, I'm asking if we, choose not to, if what we have going on our side doesn't, so how does that work?
So we're not here to take anybody's house, okay? Mm-hmm. That's definitely not what we do. So there's a few different ways it can go. Since you guys have been very forward and transparent with us and have asked us to put it on hold, we have been holding it. We haven't invested all of the resources that we have into it yet. Mm-hmm. Now, there have been circumstances where, and again, I'm going to give you a crazy scenario. There's been a circumstance before where we were in a purchase to buy a property, and the day before we went and signed, the seller had signed the documents we were going the next day to sign, and she just decided to catch the place on fire and burn it down. That did result in, a case for us where we worked with attorneys just because we had already invested thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. As well as our, we had a partner on who did. Again, that's a crazy scenario that hardly ever happens where we have to proceed that way. We're really just here to try to help you guys in any way that we can.
Okay. If our end, we're not able to move forward with a place of residence, another residence, and we just wanted to kind of weigh it out some, how definite, will that contract have to be extended, or can it be void, or that's the question with in regards mm-hmm. to us.
Yeah, I mean, we can go either way. It can be extended. If you know for sure that you're not going to move, then absolutely, we can void it, but we do ask that if you know you're going to move, just because we have started the process, we'd love to finish it with you as well.
Okay.
But extensions are no problem.
Okay. How long do y'all give out extensions and things like that?
Honestly, as long as you need. We actually just closed on a transaction that we extended four times, and it took 7 months. So, I mean, things just happen sometimes. We have a transaction that we're working on right now, and it's going to take by the end of it because there's a lot of undeveloped land. The seller just wanted 9 months on it. So, it varies. We just value having communication so that everybody's involved, everybody knows what's going on, all the expectations are clear.
Okay. I had one more question. Oh, it went away. I totally forgot. It was I was just about that.
That's okay, Jimmy. That's okay. I know you guys are doing a lot right now with buying place, considering selling this one. It's definitely.
Hello?
Hi, I'm still
Yeah,
here.
it broke up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just saying, I'm here anytime that you have a question, want to talk. You can reach me on the number, text, or a phone call. So if it does pop in your mind and you want to talk about it, we're really here and we just want to have good communication. We want to help in the ways that we can help. We've been doing this a while, so 7 years actually this summer. So if you have questions, I am sure that we have an answer for you.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Is there anything else I can do for you today, Tiffany?
No, not right now. And when I do get that question again, I'll try to reach out to get
Yeah.
that
Okay.
answer. Okay.
How are you feeling about us scheduling an inspection?
Oh yeah, that I'm glad you said that because that was the question. So in regards to, I know Gabriel was explaining that once I guess we schedule this, but like how many times will you all like do the inspection, like come out, like just because we have kids and things like that. I just want to, I know he said that you all needed access to the property, and so like how,
If we would move.
oh, that's like if we was moving.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess that's the question, like after, if you know, I guess once the if we do close on it, like what happens after that, and how soon do we have to be out?
So we can definitely set up terms for that. We've done it before where we close on a property and the seller would take 2 weeks, maybe a month to get situated and moved out. That's something that we can work on, no problem at all. As far as the inspections go, we're gonna send out our guy to get the now. As we, work with our lenders, our lenders are definitely gonna want to see the property at one point. If we have a partner on this, like our contractor, or like I mentioned before, I know a guy who just would love this house and would love to work on it, then he'll probably want to see it. We try to minimize it as best we can, but it's probably going to be at least three times. And that's just for, like I said, the guy coming to take the pictures. The lender is probably going to want to see the property, even if that just means he's walking around outside. They don't always go inside. But also, if we want like our contractor in there or a partner in there, they'll probably want to see the property as well. And we can be very flexible, Tiffany. We understand that, you guys have a family and you have a life as well. We definitely want to work around your hours. And of course, there's always the option to put a lockbox at the property. That way, if you're out with the kids because you have a soccer event, one of our team members will always be there so that you can trust us to take care of the property, to protect your assets, and of course, one of our assets as well. That way, if you're out for a kid's event, that might just be the easiest time for us to do a property and you don't have to worry about being there.
Okay. All right. In regards to the inspection, we just still waiting to hear back from a few other options that we have, and then we I guess we'll give a hopefully it'll be this week we hear something back, but we'll give a call back in regards to, like, I guess, setting up inspection part.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys don't get approved on the other end of this deal, then you're not likely going to sell this house.
No, like, it's the domain where we're looking at, that's like the top of our list, but we do have something else that we will just, you know, have to get to, which is no problem. It's just, we just want to hear back first from the main place that we looked into, and then if that doesn't work, then we'll just go with the, you know, plan B, which is pretty much, it should be, you know, easy option, but we'll just need to try our first option first, and hear back from that place, and then, yeah, we have a plan B, so.
Okay. Since we know that we're moving forward, we want to also be able to keep up with you guys, and my fear is that if you
maybe it's breaking up.
That, oh, sorry. Can you hear me okay right now?
Yes.
Okay. So my fear is that you guys are going to get approved and be ready to move, and we're going to have been delayed on the inspections and things, and we're not going to be able to match the pace you're at. So since we know for sure that you guys are going to be moving, we'd love to go ahead and get that inspection going just so that you guys don't have to wait on us for anything.
So we actually kind of pushed it out just because, I guess, Gabriel had that date of that's on a contract lesson, but we kind of pushed it out with them. They're flexible. We spoke with them too, so it can actually be before. It could be before that date. So it's kind of like on the same track, in the same path. If, you know, all goes well, we reach out to you all. It can all be on the same path. They're willing to, you know, work with the time frame as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because we have on here October 25th. We're on the last day of September. It usually takes us a couple of days to get an inspector, you know, somebody to take the photos out there, a couple of days for us to sit down and what's best. And then it can take several weeks for the title to get done. That's why usually we do at least 30 days. But we just can't get started on any of that without doing the inspection. And like I said, I would just hate for us to, you know, by the end of this week, we're looking at October 5th, right? Friday, October 4th for Friday. My guys won't go out on the weekends, but, you know, so I just don't, again, my concern is that it's going to take us some time to do our whole process, and the inspection, which is the, you know, first step, the more that we're delaying the close.
You said several weeks where you all could get to, like, what, you know, like the actual week, like 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 weeks.
Typically, it takes 2 weeks to get the title. Once we have the title, that will tell us that they have the property. So I kind of mentioned earlier, like, the lien. So, like, say there's still they have no idea about. Then we would have to also get access to, you know, the mortgage payoff, because we know we're going to have to do that one. And that usually takes some time working with the mortgage company. Because for whatever reasons, banks love just to work slowly, right? Whatever it's anybody else's money, they work slow. So you know, we're looking 2 weeks for the title, then we'll have to get the payoff for the mortgage, which hopefully takes just a week. You know, usually it takes maybe 5 days. But then also, like, one of the reasons I was telling you we just had to extend this other contract for so long was there ended up being a lien on it, and it took us a month to get in touch with the people just to be able to pay off the debt that the seller had. So, and again, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen here. It's just, I love to prepare for the worst and pray for the best.
All right. Can we give you a call back, I would say no later than Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll give a call back on Wednesday to see what goes from there in regards to setting that inspection appointment.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be sure to let Alex know to look out for your call. If we don't hear from you, I'll go ahead and have Alex reach out to you as well. Hopefully, we can get something done Thursday or Friday to get at least at that point be able to take anything as it comes.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for answering my questions. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to text me or call me anytime. I'll be sure to let Alex know that what we talked about here. But again, if you need me, feel free to text me, call me. Alex is my assistant, though, and she's way better at getting to these things before me.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Of course, Tiffany. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.